Do you want me to get coasters so we're not like...
Yeah, that'd be great. And we are live. Unfortunately.
Like right now?
We're like right now. What's up, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages. This is the weekly wrap-up. I'm your host, Brooks. And yes, it does sound different. We don't have the Collins. And we also have one fallen soldier tonight. Cody Hanlon is not here, unfortunately, for this week's weekly wrap-up. That's right in the mic, bud. But as you can tell... The rest of the boys are here. Lacka, Bundy Beats, how are we doing?
Yes, sir. I'm doing fantastic. How you doing, Bundy?
I'm all right, man. How are you?
I'd talk into the mic.
I'm all right. How are you, bro?
That's better. That's better. We got a lot to talk about this week. We have a bunch of sound we're going to play. Interesting sound, to say the least. We have some weird Jada Smith sound that I'm very excited to play because it really confirms the fact that she's a sorcerer and a witch. I think it really does that, finally.
So why do you say these kind of things, or are we getting to that?
I know why. Cause Brooksy hates Jada more than Lacka hates MGK.
Ooh, good segue. Good segue, my boy. As Lacka gets us up here. Oh, look at that. Lacka sitting in the live, getting the engagement up. But lot to talk about. We'll get to it all. But we will have our opening segment here in just a moment. Give us a second. The boys are in studio and sit back and enjoy these royalty-free beats for the time being. Boys, all right, we're all in the same building here. Let's start new intro this week, which I'm excited. Ooh, there we go. New intro, I'm excited this week to get into something that happened to you that no one cares about and something that caught your eye. I'll start, boys. Something that no one cares about that happened to me over the weekend. I clearly proved that I am a superior golfer in Massachusetts. I am hitting the golf ball as hard as humanly possible for a 120-pound man. There is no doubt in my mind about that.
I can testify that.
I think somebody else could testify that as well.
Randy Beats is here.
Exactly. To testify that I am the greatest.
Jerry Duty.
No, I'm the greatest golfer to grace God's green earth. I am the best. That's something that happened to me this week that nobody cares about. Something that caught my eye, Elon Musk versus Twitter. Continues to get more interesting. Shouts to you, Tween. Welcome to the program, my friend. Welcome to the weekly wrap-up. The Twitter Elon stuff was interesting, but I also don't have anything I want to talk about it, so I want to hand the floor to you guys.
I'd like to know what he said.
They're just going back and forth. It's like a pissing match almost. Dick measuring contest, if you will. He owns this much stock, and now they have something to prevent him from owning this much stock, or basically he wants to own it. He's had polls all week basically talking about what Twitter should do differently, an edit button, this and that. I still don't think Twitter should have an edit button. Hot take. I don't, but that's neither here nor there. Peace out, Tulian. I don't know who that is. Either way, it's just basically been a pissing match, and I don't care for it, but I do think Elon should win and get his hands on Twitter. I think getting his hands on Twitter would be the ultimate dub. But boys, I want to put it up to the floor. Something that happened to you that no one will care about, something that caught your eye.
First, I would like to add to your little Elon Musk thing. Recently, I've been looking at Rob Dyrdek a little in the same right light as Elon Musk.
Ooh.
I watched a video explaining on how he like controlled MTV because he's like, he's a businessman. You know, he started out as a punk skateboarder. But like, he actually looks for talent and he looks for genius people. Yeah, he like controlled MTV for like 15 years straight.
He still does. The only thing on MTV now is Rob Dyrdek content.
Yeah. Because he's an entrepreneur by heart. He reminds me of someone like Elon Musk, where him and Elon, they look for genius people and they look for people to take over their companies that they created. Like Rob Dyrdek created like 6 companies on his own and sold them all. And that's what he does, is he creates companies and sells them to people who he sees as genius or, you know, and helps them out. And he continues to do his thing. And I really appreciate that about people.
I create gas and sell it to the wind.
For free.
Yeah, for free. I'm not making no money off of it.
I don't know if in today's inflation world, if gas jokes are the wave.
Okay.
I mean, it's not great. I actually want to piggyback off that point then. Rob Dyrdek is MTV now.
Yes.
Rob Dyrdek and Teen Mom, which, let me tell you, occasionally I may get a kick out of. I might guilty indulge in some Teen Mom. Once in a while.
You tell me that.
Oh, I love Jersey Shore. Jersey Shore.
I can't say that I was a little bit hype when they said that they were coming back and doing that. I was just a tad, just a little bit hype there, even though I know it's all fake and it's just ridiculous. That's why it's good, because of how ridiculous it is. So, I mean, let's be honest here.
Do you remember the episode where Snooki got punched in the face?
You mean every episode?
Pretty much. I had the biggest crush on Snooki.
You did?
Not her personality.
I have a crush on something. I liked Danny. Was that her name?
Oh, wasn't she nuts?
Yeah.
Like, didn't she leave the show because she's so insane?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all crazy. You know.
I could definitely do reality TV. I believe I could do reality TV.
You know.
And then I caught you on it, too. Don't forget.
What?
Right.
He has to do something to cut his eyes, so I don't forget.
Oh, for sure. We can, you know, we got time here, dude.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I could definitely do reality TV, for sure. Because I love drama. I absolutely love me some drama. If there is no chaos, I will create it myself. I enjoy it.
Speaking of chaos, we just hit 13,000 likes on our Podbean page just now in a second. It was because of me. You're welcome.
Thank you to our king. I do have a soundboard. I'm just a moron.
Give him the boot.
I don't know if I can boo him for that.
13,000 boots.
It's impressive.
Yeah, with a 13K like.
Uh-oh. We'll give him a quick uh-oh. Because he's in the hot seat, boys. Great points. What's something that happened to you that no one cares about, dude? No one cares about Rob Dyrdek, but...
I do. I love him, and I appreciate him.
I do, too. Shouts to, R.I.P. Christopher Big Black Boykin.
Yeah.
It's a tough one.
Yeah.
It's a weird last name.
I always remember we would have art class, and it was like, do something with your initials. Our teachers were so dumb, I could get away with doing the Big Black logo every single time.
Creative.
Brandon broke down, like, oh my God, you're so smart. You're damn right I am. You're fucking damn right.
Bowen knows, but at our sixth grade graduation, I got the award for the creative, like, artistic award.
Are you sure it was artistic? Are you sure it was artistic?
Yeah, for real. I was stunned too, remember? Like, I remember sitting in the seat, and then she's like calling out awards.
Yeah.
And I heard my name called, and I sat there for a minute. I'm like, how come no one's getting up? And I'm like, oh, that's me. And I stood up, like, while clapping, like, for someone else. So I was like,
what did I get? Kelly?
Dipshit.
During the award ceremony, Kelly gave me a knife. Of all people to give a knife. And what did I win? I don't even remember.
He's like, there that day? I do not remember that.
That was at the Elks Club.
Yeah. Travis Scott won like a $3,000 tool chest.
Did you say Travis Scott?
Travis Wolf.
There we go. Big name drop. Dusty Wolf.
Sorry, Scott.
Travis Scott went to high school with us and won a tool
and
chest.
Won a tool chest, yeah. I think I won like
that's
Keeping
crazy.
Spirits
like
up.
$5,000.
I got like the participation award and they gave me a knife.
I'm convinced I didn't show up to that event. I actually
no,
had
I
fun.
Think you did.
I had fun.
I never enjoyed anything in high school.
I've won something.
I had my worst breakup in high school.
I was voting class
who,
clown.
Who didn't though?
It's true.
Who
you
didn't?
Were the biggest fucking clown.
Oh. Okay.
You got awarded class clown
in
the yearbook.
I think he should have got the class clown award for dating Marina Devon. That was a joke.
Big name drop. This dude out here just dropped the name.
Yeah, take that. What do you think about that one? I'm chewing ice. I'm so cold.
So something that caught your eye, you dumb prick.
It's still his turn.
I know.
I wanted to go last.
I'll go next. You want me to go?
I got a huge rant.
What? Dinner? And a show.
Or Europe.
I'll go next. Okay. Something that happened to me that no one cares about. I got patted down by the police yesterday while I was drunk. Something that caught my eye. All the babes have been busting out the spring clothing. That's what I'm talking about.
I haven't been face to face in a police officer in like a year. So what happened that you had?
Oh,
you saw.
This is my first mistake. I didn't know the police were coming, and I was drinking, and I was sitting in the car listening to my beats, trying to make a beat on the car speakers.
When was this?
So last night, I'm in a running car with the keys in ignition. The shit's running. I'm just sitting in the parking lot. And cops come up and they're like, have you been drinking? I was like, yeah. And he's like, then why are the keys in the ignition? I'm like, oh my God, I'm not going anywhere. I'm just like, I showed him my phone. I was like, I'm just making beats, listening to the car speed. He's like, please step out of the car. ID on the hood. I put it out. I'm like, what is happening? I had no idea why they were there. I was like, what is happening right now? Like, what is going on? And so they just turn around, face the car, and then he starts touching my ass and stuff, you know. Start patting me down. I'm like, dude,
touched your ass.
I'm drunk, but like, I'm not that easy, you know? Anyway, so I was just so super confused. And then she's like, I don't know, my grandmother came out. The whole thing was crazy. I'm like, and they basically just left. Like, all right, we thought there was a domestic dispute or something like that. And I was like, oh, no. And I had to explain the situation. Like, nothing happened. I had no idea what I did. The last thing I expected was the police to show up. I was so confused. But that's that. No one cares right now.
Right. Something that caught your eye.
Oh, all the ladies have finally busted out the spring attire.
Yeah, so go on that.
No more hoodies.
I'm wearing a hoodie as we speak.
I love hoodies. I wear hoodies in the dead of summer, bro.
I'm talking about your mother. Sucker. That's it. I caught my eye. I was like, oh, shit. Evan's busting out the spring and summer clothing. Like, Evan's wearing tank tops and shorts.
I don't think we've really seen that yet in Massachusetts, no.
I was around Smith College all day because I had two private lessons there, and I was like,
what? Aren't they all lesbian?
I don't know. I drove with one of the students there, and they said there's two types of people that go to that college. Normal people who, when they showed up, didn't realize what they were getting into. And the other half were what they call Smithies.
Do you think it's being a furry, or do you think it's not shaving their armpits?
Well, you should see the banners on their sorority houses, like Shrek Scissions and Lord Parquad. I'm like, what? I don't know.
This conversation's going far.
It's Smith College. Like, what do you mean? You know.
I don't care.
There's nothing.
Indeed. All right, boys. Let's hit the topics this week. Oh, right. You still haven't gone. I'm really good at this tonight.
What am I? Chop liver?
Something. Oh, that's right.
Happened to me that no one cares about?
Let's.
Well, I'm a little different than your average Joe. I don't like going to work.
Your name
I don't think
John.
Anyone likes going to work, but no. Like... I just see it as a different thing, and it takes me a lot of energy to get up in the morning and actually go to work. I mean, I like what I do, and I really enjoy my job. I mean, I work for my family. I should have a lot of passion into it. I just can't. I feel like a robot. Can anyone relate to me? Like, I feel like a robot in a slave. I feel like I'm in shackles, and I can't. I just want to live, man. I don't even know what I'm saying right now. But
no, I think every person who's ever joined this podcast,
something's got to change. Because even like on a Friday, everyone's already got their work done that they needed to for the week.
Right.
So we're just walking around with our thumbs up our ass.
Yeah.
Like, do we have to be here 8 hours a day?
Yeah.
40 hours? Do we have to? Like, is this a mandatory thing? Are we programmed like fucking robots?
Apparently.
This doesn't make any sense to me.
No.
Like, what are we actually doing here?
What are we doing here? What are we doing?
I'll tell you, working for someone else and making them rich.
That's true. I hate to shoot on your point, though, Laka. Our boss let us out today. At 1:30.
That makes me feel great because I know someone out there is freed from their shackles.
Brooks's boss is really laid back from what I've heard.
Oh,
really
good.
Chill boss. And you can.
My boss is my family, and I'm still a robot.
My boss is my family, and I get it harder than anyone else. Like,
in which ways?
Okay. That my boss is okay. So like If another instructor calls out, because I teach people how to drive, they call for instructors. If another instructor calls out, they have a this and that, it's perfectly fine. If I call out, I'm like, my boss is like, you want to get fired? My mother, really. She's like, you want to get fired? You want a job? You want to be out on the street? You bum? I'm like, dude, I have COVID. Like, what do you want from me?
COVID's done.
In our area, hasn't it?
That's so like last month, bro. What the fuck are you talking about?
Duh. Like, we've moved on.
Yeah, we've moved on.
What are we talking about nowadays?
Maybe not Zika? COVID. West Nile? Yeah. West Nile can make a comeback. Maybe go hard in the paint, make a little comeback. You know how I'll be. Anyway, you're there. Welcome to the weekly wrap up, boys and girls.
I love when you do that. I absolutely adore it.
It's the worst.
My pronouns are he and him.
Good.
And they and you.
Good. Good. My pronouns are we are the Wrap It Up podcast. That was a really shitty joke. Boo. Boo.
The arc is scary. He's there with the stick, like.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into some topics here tonight. Let's go through this god awful group chat. I just hope you guys both know too. You all text like women. We don't have to address everything that gets said in the text every single time. Okay?
If you don't respond in 5 minutes, we're breaking up.
It's the end of the world to these fucking females.
Cody's the worst. He likes to laugh.
That drives me insane. I wish you were here, Cody.
Because I don't want to read the message. I just said the word laughed in front of it. Laughed at it.
So with an Android, with an Android, every time he likes it, it says Cody Hanlon liked.
And it repeats the entire message.
Same.
And sends it as a text.
Same.
It happens to me too, yeah.
Cody, I hope you listen to this in playback. This is for you. Ooh. alrighty, sons. Oh, happy Good Friday to those who celebrate it.
Yes, yep.
I actually thought about giving us this week the religion sub tag instead of the entertainment one that shows up on Podbean. But then I didn't want to attract the wrong group of people who would come in at the wrong time as we talk about Jada Smith getting her head banged off her bedroom wall because she's letting August Alsina clean her out. Neither here nor there. Let's talk about
Will Smith not having a good week.
He hasn't had a good 3 weeks. Poor bastard.
His house is big enough. He can't hear
except
it,
for
right?
The Oscar. I mean, that's pretty
That's true. But you cried like a bitch. So this was something I thought would be cool until I actually looked at it and gave it an effort. But Today in Sports 3 on Twitter, go follow them, posted this tough choice, pick one, and it's a burger. Multiple burgers, obviously. Unfortunately, most of these burgers we don't have in the Massachusetts area, but we have Culver's Double Butter Burger.
Who's Culver's? See, I've heard of In-N-Out, and I've been told that everyone who's been to an In-N-Out burger says it's really, really good. That's all West Coast. I feel like it's more of a Western United States thing, In-N-Out. I've never actually seen one.
Me neither. So we have one In-N-Out, double-double. McDonald's, obviously, the double quarter pounder. Whataburger, I've heard very mixed reviews. We have their double meat. Whataburger. This sounds like I'm reading weird porno categories. We have the Wendy's Dave Double, which I hate because of the onions. Just putting that out there. The Carl's Jr. What would that be? That's not a quarter of a pound.
A third pound?
Third of a pound? But yeah. That doesn't sound right.
It is. That's what it says.
I know it's what it pounds. Says, but I don't think.
0.3 pound thick burger.
Quarter pounder. Thick burger. Burger King the Whopper, which is dog shit. Shake Shack the Shake Burger. Nail on the head, boys. And Five Guys the Cheeseburger. Just, so you have to pick one.
If I had to pick one, I'd immediately go to the Five Guys one, but McDonald's is definitely at the very bottom. Again, I haven't tried any of the rest, but
it's bad. The picture is not at all.
Do not go to McDonald's and order a double quarter pounder. It's just 100% grease.
It's 100% heartburn.
You know, all of these are 100% grease and heartburn. But
McDonald's, if you want to sponsor the show, I love chicken nuggets.
By all means, yes.
Szechuan sauce.
But five.
Szechuan sauce.
Yeah. I'd have to go with the Five Guys burger. I haven't heard of anything else but Five Guys.
I would go with the Shake Shack burger.
I think I'm going in and out because it reminds me of my most recent relationships. What an awful joke. Boo. In and out because it's either hit or miss. I'm kidding.
I've heard really good things from In-N-Out.
I've also heard it sucks, so boo Lacka for that take. Boo.
We need some In-N-Out double-double.
Boo.
It look, the burger looks like it has earrings. It's not even the wrap.
So it's a hipster burger.
Onion then. Earrings.
Ew.
Yummy.
You know what reminds me of onions?
What? They're baked in earwax. That's what the batter is.
Who the fuck gave you permission to speak like that? That is disgusting.
You did when you put me on the podcast.
I'm to blame.
I have permission to do that. I'm on the podcast.
Nope. See what you've done. We got a special guest appearance from the dogs. Not the time for a DMX joke, but
they're slow. Just bear with us. Shut up!
Who let the dogs out? That was.
I want to know who let them back in.
That was not
ice. It was not ice.
It was not ice.
I want to know who let them back in. Who let the dogs back in? It's the new single by Lack. Go check it out.
On nowhere. Prick.
I want to look something up on your phone in a second.
Thinking out loud, are we, bud?
I was talking to him.
Clearly.
Now I'm talking to you people.
Oh, it's by Baha Men.
That was my next guess.
Nice.
They let the dogs out and that they left them out. They left the dogs out, and I don't think anyone let them back in since.
That's where they never capitalize, because imagine the sequel. We let the dogs back in. It was a shitty joke. Don't laugh at that.
No, imagine scrolling through like Apple Music or Spotify and you see that. I'd be so curious and I'd immediately click on it. I'd immediately listen to that track. I don't care if it's good or bad or like pop or R&B. I'd listen to it. Country? Fuck yeah. I let the damn dogs back in.
Kill you. And I was like, fuck yo dogs.
This is a good conversation. Oh, yeah. Why is a southern accent okay? But if I were to maybe pull out something from the great far land of our east, that may not work out. Why can we do Southern? I can do Canadian, eh?
Good point, eh?
Eh?
Because they're not oppressed or something.
I can do British, I think, right?
Or they're not the minority, or I don't know.
That's true. Do you think a British accent's okay?
Yeah, that's fun.
I'm sorry if I offended you, eh?
Hey, fucking sorry, buddy.
I'm sorry.
What the
fuck are we doing here?
Do you understand?
DMX.
Again, coming back to what are we actually doing here?
Somebody's eventually got to put that in one of their songs. I'm waiting for somebody to clip that and put it in their song. Please don't do that. That was really loud and obnoxious. Don't ever fucking do that again. That was loud. Thank you.
Who are you talking to?
That's true. So what do you say, boys? Next segment?
Is it the video?
Yeah,
we'll get to the video. Thank you. The next segment, of course, is brought to you by Cody Gems. Check out any of our Spotify shows. We have a link. We have a link in our Spotify. I think the most recent four shows have the Cody Gems link, which is an eBay link to go buy hand-cut personal gems. Unfortunately, our boy Cody is not here with us tonight, but he'll be here in spirit. He'll be listening back. I'm sure he's going to be pissed because we kind of fucking clowned him.
My grandmother might call into the podcast and say, what's up, girlfriend?
No.
We'll entertain her.
You can take the call in the other room.
But she wants to call into the Podbean.
Product placement, baby! So check out the email link. Check out Cody Gems. So the next is a video that has gone somewhat viral on Twitter. Nationals Braves, I think the game was. Who cares? Baseball is still apparently a sport. Baseball is down. Baseball is down in the mud. Down bad, if you would. It's just too long. It's just too long. No one cares about it.
Opening day for Sox, and the first, 30 minutes I was listening, they weren't doing too good, but I stopped listening after that.
Oh, they lost.
Did they?
Oh, they're stinky.
Oh, dang.
And John Henry, if you guys ever get the chance, look at John Henry's wife and tell me that they love each other. I can guarantee you that relationship has nothing to do with physical attraction and a lot to do with preying on his downfall. And I mean his downfall.
You've been following sports for a long time, right?
I would say so.
Mr. Brooks. So I had to get this straight, because this is a genuine question. I have to get this straight because I'm just stunned. It's turnaround. Would you say it was the early or mid-2000s where the Boston teams were killing it? Patriots, Celtics, Boston Red Sox. We were just on that shit.
Sure.
We were killing it, right? Well, we held our own very well. And now why do all the teams suck?
Because Boston is a shitty city. I don't even like the Boston teams, dude. I like the Red Sox for some reason. But
Shitty walk. Welcome to Shitty City. I like
Boston
city.
As a city. It's got a lot of history.
People think it's dumb racist.
I'm sorry.
I think the roads are too fucked. It's like a doctor's handwriting.
Because it was like
I think the roads are racist.
Like I just said, it was it's very historic city. It was back when one of the first 13 colonies Boston was, and that's why the city, that's why the streets are like that. So you can't really complain about that because they were riding around in horse and buggy and stuff.
That's a great point. I absolutely
the Boston Tea Party.
I 1,000% can complain about it because I pay taxes. Cool story, bro. See, even the dogs are pissed. The dogs are pissed.
You said the word taxes. That you can't say taxes.
No, right? The dogs hate the taxes in the stew, boys and girls. Well, I can complain all I want on the Patreon. We used to ride around in horse and buggy. We don't have that anymore, dude.
Have you played Fallout 4?
I actually drove past one of the buildings they designed in the game.
Oh, yeah. What is it? Factory. The State House. They did the State House,
like
that, yeah. 1-1. It's pretty good.
I was crazy. My dad was the one who told me, and he's a video game, but I never expected him to tell me something like
that. Can you fix roads in that game?
No, there is no roads. It's post-apocalyptic.
Well, that's basically what we're doing here already, so we're going to be fine, boys.
Dirt road. Right, we survived the apocalypse, the corona-apocalypse.
Oh, you watch your mouth.
I feel like Bethesda predicted 2023, and Fallout 4 was just preparation for people.
If they predicted 2023, who wins the finals?
It's apocalypse. There are no more
finals. I don't know. Ask the Simpsons. They're good at that stuff.
Oh, shit. Yeah, they're really good at that stuff.
We should talk NBA playoffs.
There's literally like a whole compilation. There's literally a channel on YouTube that compiles their predictions, and like 90% of them are fucking accurate.
Remember,
that's insane.
Remember when I was going to talk about that baseball player getting hit in the dick with a ball?
They had it. Oh, yeah. Remember that.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Let's watch it live right now.
Yeah, that'll work great on an audio medium platform.
For the first time
I will try to explain what I am seeing very thoroughly to you to you all listening.
Thank you.
It's not going to be good. I'm telling you that right now.
Well, I'm going to touch myself.
Might not be good, but it'll be entertaining to me.
So here we go. At first base.
Yep.
Some guy's waving. Oh, and he just took a fastball right to the nuts.
And then the first base coach bends over to feel his pain.
Everyone around him in his general vicinity felt his pain. Like, it was so bad that his ball wavelengths extruded to everyone else. And they felt the pain of their testicles right there.
And for once, the stadium announcers were speechless.
When's the play-by-play school hiring? Because you guys suck.
Even like the guy who's running, he's like, oh, no. He's like, that's what you get.
You got one
How many
baseball
times can
dude.
You say like?
Like, what?
So I see one baseball dude throwing a baseball at another baseball dude, and he hits it to another baseball dude, and then that one gets one to the nuts.
And for some reason, they're all wearing hats and gloves.
Yeah, for some weird reason. On a weird-looking field, the lawnmower must be really bad.
If you guys ever wonder why I have mental health issues, listen to that last minute and a half.
What nuts anymore? They ain't having nuts anymore.
It's a cup check, first of all.
I would headbutt that shit.
Second of all, it wasn't a fastball. It was a pickoff attempt. Good bit back.
That thing was going fast.
I know what I said.
I know. I think that's what bothers me more. Bundy is fascinated by this video.
This is how 2022, in a nutshell, this is how 2022 is going to go.
Oh, it's just the beginning of the year. Can't wait for the rest of it.
Fastball to the nuts.
Fastball.
I'm watching an idiotic pact form on my own show.
It's not even Capricorns.
Capitated?
What? What is that?
Wow. Boys, we need...
Capacitated.
There you go. We need to debate, which is something white people love to do, first of all. Step into my thought dojo.
Ben Shapiro.
That's true. Change my mind.
Change my mind.
Step into my thought dojo, boys. We need to talk about how we get the Golden State Warriors to win another NBA Finals so I can piss off the weebs on Instagram.
If we watch and drink enough beer, I believe anything is possible.
That's true. We can change reality.
Yes, we can. Thought waves. Thought waves, everybody.
Step into my thought dojo. Cuck. Speaking of cuckolds.
Meet my mental Neo.
Ooh, you want to have a mental sparring match?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Debate time. Play the cue. Debate time.
Let me tell you why I'm a master debater. I have mastered debating. Now, let me explain how I've mastered debating. It comes from a very simple process of debating, but then mastering. But you have to master debate at the same time. Sometimes, occasionally, maybe masturbating. I don't know what that is, per se. But I've been that.
I've heard about it.
You sound like someone who wants to fish but is too lazy to ever go.
Aren't you supposed to be the fucking moderator?
His turn. Shut up.
Get in there. We're going off the top and going off the topic. I think I want to rock it. Grab me the mic and I'm going to sock it.
I don't think this guy got the memo. He thinks it's a rap battle.
This is going badly.
Remember what he said.
That's how he debates. I thought you said you're the master debate. You should know all forms of debation.
Oh, I'm about to debation.
Oh, you want a battle rap? Well, you look like a hip, you dipshit. Go hop into your truck with your lift kit and spit out a couple of sips of your dip spit.
You
and
dip
take
shit?
A sip of it, you dipshit. Bend over and I'm going to whip you with my dipstick.
What? Why?
Clip it.
Clip it.
You better clip this.
Ooh, someone clip that.
Come to lack if you're looking for a quick diss.
I just got verbally assaulted.
I'm stepping on your clip, bitch.
Laka, if you keep going,
I don't
have to find
that.
A way to hide my boner.
Oh, dude.
You gotta tuck it up in the waistline.
Is that what's touching my kneecap? Welcome to the weekly wrap-up, boys and girls. I think we're going to take a break and pause here, play some royalty-free music as the boys hit the bathroom. We've given you 31 minutes of god-awful. How dare I? God Good Friday content. Enjoy these royalty-free beats as your boys take a quick breather.
I wanted to say Rambo's Eagle. Let's pour some water into our glasses.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I was really jamming out to that.
So I actually wanted to bring this up because it came to me. Not while I was coming. but I'm out there, you know, big full moon. Shouts to our werewolves.
He did say he was a master debater, and then it came to him.
Came to me. You know who else came to me?
Who?
You bitch.
What are you, fucking owl?
Yeah. That's right.
So aggressive. What are you, fucking owl?
So, boys, we do have topics.
We hit 13,000 likes even tonight. We are now at 13,002 likes.
Boo.
Another clap in the session for us.
Where's the boo button now? Where's the boo? We should boo him for fucking bad plugs. Boo!
Boo, Bandy, boo. Boo.
Why are you? Why though? Why?
Boo, Wendy, no. Boo. No. Boo, Wendy.
Why?
Boo.
No.
Boo,
Wendy.
If anyone knows what I'm talking about, then G's up to you.
Do you think anyone gives a fuck what you're talking about?
Just
to keep it a buck.
Whipped cream. Candy cream.
Somebody else could talk.
Mama says we're canceled. Okay.
Damn right. All right, boys. It's time to do one of my favorite fucking things that we do on the show. Let's shit on Howard Stern. RIP Gilbert Gottfried. Oh, definitely cheer. shit. We're not.
You stupid fuck.
Rest in peace, Gilbert Gottfried. We're not even going to fucking worry about the drop at this point. Howard Stern, Gilbert Gottfried was one of Howard Stern's absolute best guests. He was fantastic. He was fun to listen to. He was great with Artie Lang. He was hilarious. So, to put it into perspective, we are much smaller than a one Howard Stern, if you would. This would be like if, per se, a Bundy Beats or a Lacka were to decease, and then I proceeded to go on with the program and never bring up the fact that one of the core members of the show deceased. Just to put it into perspective. So Howard Stern should have a very great answer on why he started to keep Gilbert Gottfried off the program, which is exactly what he did. So we have Howard Stern, quote unquote, explaining why he kept Gilbert Gottfried off the show. So let's hear it from Stern himself, shall we?
I heard him give an interview once, and he said he didn't know why he stopped being invited, and he was a little bit hurt financially and emotionally. Would you mind telling us why did you stop inviting
Gilbert? Not at all. It wasn't any great mystery. I mean, but I'll tell you what. How about when you call back in, I'll go through the whole story with you. Is that fair?
I would love that. Thank you so much, Howard.
What?
He sounded like a true politician right there.
What?
I just want to say, shout out Gilbert Gottfried. I love everything.
Shouts to Gilbert.
Everything that he does. He's just such an entertaining man. Every time he's in front of a camera, in front of a microphone, just extremely entertaining through and through. He's just a good person.
The fucking, it's like Jeopardy, but with Beetlejuice and the world-renowned, I don't want to be offensive, but retard. He was really slow. And one of the only questions they got right was how to spell the word red. Howard Stern, everybody.
And what we just heard is the current Howard Stern you're discussing.
This was like 12 years ago or some shit.
It was way more than 12.
Yeah, it was a long
time. I would imagine.
It's crazy.
I tell you what, you call back in and I'll tell you. First of all, that was a planted call. That was a planted call. That guy will never call in again.
No, and next week no one's going to know what they're talking about. No.
Can we hear it one more time?
Sure.
Spoken like a
true politician.
That's
right
a great
there.
Way
basically,
to put it.
Like
a true politician.
Told you guys, just to give you an example of what we're talking about here.
So one more time, this is a caller who, like I said, and I said, we'll never come back. You will never hear from this caller again, but this is him calling in asking about why Stern left Gilbert Gottfried off the Howard Stern show.
I heard him give an interview once, and he said he didn't know why he stopped being invited, and he was a little bit hurt financially and emotionally. Would you mind telling us why did you stop inviting
Not
Gilbert?
Not at all. It wasn't any great mystery. I mean, I'll tell you what. How about when you call back in, I'll go through the whole story with you. Is that fair?
I would love that. Thank you so much, Howard. Right. Thank you.
I've never faced palm myself harder in my entire life.
It's really not quite a mystery, but I'm not going to tell you because it's such not quite a mystery.
It's not a mystery, but I won't tell you until next week when you forget all about it. How about that?
How pathetic is Stern now. It's embarrassing.
And he's using such a professional voice. Like, you listen to his voice and you're like, oh, it's Howard Stern. And now he sounds like a politician.
Have you ever heard him without the super bassy mics?
No, actually, I don't think I have. It's Howard Stern.
Guys, Bunny Beats is here. He's just texting.
I'm not texting. I'm last minute writing up rapid fire questions.
Oh, we'll give him that. We'll give him the pass.
Our fallen soldier today wasn't able to thanks to his Wiz Khalifa concert.
It is supposed to be my segment. I've been slacking and lacking on it. That's why they call me that.
Lacking and tacking, slacking and packing and blacking and banging and backing and babbling.
Did you say that just on purpose so you could make the lack of it? Did you really just do that?
It kind of felt like that.
Boo.
Boo, Lacka. Boo. 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 Lacka.
Boo. Boo. Boo.
Boo. Lacka. Boo.
I have to find that Jada and Will sound because I want to play that one next. So give me a second. You guys talk. Shut up, Stern. The Dog's in the Stew, dude. My new single.
Who let the dogs in? Who let the dogs back in?
Oh, do you guys want to talk about that Cam Newton sound too?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys hear that? So should we do that first and then we'll do the the Jada sound?
Okay.
So we'll do the Cam Newton sound first. So obviously Cam Newton no longer in the league currently. Which is fine. It wasn't that great.
Should have died for the fumble. Pussy.
We can wrap up.
Boo, Lacka. Boo. Boo, Lacka.
What do you think this one does? Crow.
What does that one do?
Sounds like you speaking. That was an awful joke.
Every time boo. I step into the studio.
That was a bad joke. Boo.
Hold on, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 questions.
Perfect.
M's in my bank account.
Great, we have plenty of time.
M's in my bank
account. Well, then I'll write more. Some of them are trick questions. They're going to fuck with you, actually. I'm actually impressed with mine.
He's got some too there, dude. It's a collaborative segment.
He said he was slacking.
I don't care. He also said his name was Lacka, which is a true statement, so. That was, wow.
How many do you have? I hope this doesn't mess anything up. There we go.
Doesn't look like this. A couple. Boys, we have sound. All right. So Cam Newton was on Million Dollars Worth of Game, which is a Barstool podcast. Very good podcast. Go check them out. He's goofy looking. He's goofy looking. So this will be Cam Newton's. Just listen to the clip and then we'll react to it. Okay. Here we go.
Handling your own, but knowing how to cater to a man's needs, right? And I think a lot of times when you get that aesthetic of like, I'm a boss bitch, like I'm a this, I'm a that. No, baby, like, but you can't cook.
Okay.
You don't know when to be quiet. You don't know how to allow a man to lead.
Oh, that's my God.
Real quick.
Boo, Cam. Boo, real quick. Cam Newton. Real quick. Boo.
He actually contradicted himself. He said, if boss ass bitch. And then he said, knowing how to let a man lead. If you're a boss-ass bitch, you're not a follower.
He said, knowing when to let a man leave.
Leave?
Leave.
Not lead.
Leave.
Leave. That adds two contradictions.
Do you know what my first takeaway is? I think that's the first time he's learned the word aesthetic, and he's just trying to get his rounds with this, because that's not what aesthetic means.
He says...
Let me just give. I just would like to give my aesthetic on the situation.
Football quarterback.
Yes, I kind of knew it was a football player.
Oh, right, I'm a boss bitch.
Who does he deal with? Like,
I bet you his best friend is like Ray Rice. And...
Wow, that's a leap. That's a leap.
Well, where do you think he learned this shit from? Not his mama.
Actually. He says he learns these qualities from a perfect man, his father.
Where did you hear this? Where did you learn that?
$1 Million Worth of Game, a Barstool Sports podcast. Go check them out. Go check out the Cam Newton interview. Wow. That's exactly where that came from.
I actually want to hear that again. It was for how cringy it was. Like, I just can't believe. Back. So he put this out. So this is now, we have it because obviously he put this out. Was he on drugs? Like, how do you like?
No, he's a football player.
He can't be on drugs.
So like, how is a sober mind? Clarity.
Well, I don't know how hard he's been hit.
Not only think about true. Think about
this. True.
Right. Think about this. Record it and then have the weird decision to just publicize.
I would like to know the shit. I would like to know your aesthetic on this situation.
Again.
No. Boo Cam. Boo Cam Newton. Boo.
I'd like to know your aesthetic on this situation.
Listen again. Listen again. He does not use the word aesthetic properly.
Handling your own.
Jesus Christ, I haven't even played it yet.
Sorry.
Just restart. Ladies and gentlemen.
The Wiggly Rapper.
The Wiggly Rapper. Boys and girls, the Wiggly Rapper. Cam Newton. Courtesy of $1 million worth of game.
Handling your own, but knowing how to cater to you.
Stop. Misogyny isn't funny.
Right? And I think a lot of times when you get that aesthetic of like, I'm a boss bitch, like I'm a this, I'm a that. No, baby. Like, but you can't cook.
It's funny. Okay?
You know, you don't know when to be quiet. You don't know how to allow a man to lead.
He said leave, not leave.
He got cut off, you prick. He's saying leave.
Oh, my God. It was actually funnier watching him. Like, he looks all Texan cowboy.
This reminds me of if you ever see Birdman, if you know who Birdman is, if you ever see him try to even speak, it reminds me of the exact same thing.
Put some respect upon my name. He was after Charlamagne.
I know. And people wonder why I hate Birdman. I'm just the radio guy, dude. I'm just fucking the radio prick.
Guy. All three of y'all.
It's not, nothing's funny. Honestly, though, like, it could be funny if it was the other way around. Like, imagine he's. No, I'm giving up on that point.
Yeah, there's no defending him.
Do you think there becomes a point where you make a certain amount of money where you can start disrespecting women like that?
Yes. I mean, at no point should you ever do that. I mean, at no point should you ever do
no.
that. Even if you are Cam Newton.
That's the thing. I have seen that take. People are like, oh, well, he brings in $100 million. Well, he's not bringing that in right now because it sucks.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Yeah. That was good. That was a bomb. So that's the Cam Newton sound. That was completely spur of the moment. Let's find.
Handling.
Shut up, Cam. Cameron fucking Newton. Shut your mouth. Let's do. Should we do the Jada sound? I think I gotta find it. I don't know where I fucking heard it the first time. I should wash my mouth.
We all need soap bars up
here. Yeah, part of your French, you motherfucker.
If you're still listening, by the slim chance anyone's still listening, please donate all your soap bars to Wrap It Up Podcast at thewrapituppodcast.com. Send all of us your soap, and we'll have to eat it, and we'll film ourselves doing so.
Yo, boys. Oh, never mind. Never mind. I had Dave in my search bar. Trending was Dave Portnoy tape. I was wondering if another sex tape of Dave Portnoy came out. It'll watch that shit.
He sounds like a porn star.
He likes it rough. What was I looking up? Oh, the Jada sound. Do you like that? How I fucking click right into the microphone? You're welcome, boys and girls. Welcome to Weekly Wrap Up. Fuck you. what the fuck? I don't remember. Like, I'm just gonna put Jada a little. It's gotta be here somewhere. It's jarring sound. She's definitely mentally abusive, but I called that. Ah, perfect. I got it, boys and girls. All right. So this is everyone's favorite Jada Smith and everyone's least favorite cuckold, Will Smith. Laka's left the show. What a shame. What a shame.
I was seeing how many listeners we had. Oh, look, I'm back.
Oh, Laka re-entered the live studio. And you get the notification each time it happens. Frick. Man, it's kind of been dead. Also, you have to remember, this is a very religious app, and it's Good Friday.
Right. No.
So, if you're listening to this back on playback, next time come through to the Friday Live.
Well, if it means anything, it's been a very, very good Friday for me.
Should we do rapid fire live on Instagram? I wonder how we...
That'll be sweet. Right
now, we're not doing rapid fire now, dummy.
That would be actually really fun. I am so down for that. I'm down for the Instagram rapid fire.
What does that mean? We'd live
simultaneously. We'll do it on the show's account on IG and Podbean.
That sounds like a lot of fun, actually.
I just don't know how to
say it. I don't follow. I'll see it.
You sit there and be pretty. You sit there and be pretty.
That's my job. Yeah. No one can see me, so I don't really have a job.
You sit there and be entertaining.
I don't have a career here.
I might even bust out an acapella if we get a lot of views.
Yeah, I don't think anyone asked for that.
They don't have to. I'm just that good.
Okay. Welcome to the Brooks and Lack show. because our boy Bundy Beats is right now creating a diary of questions over there. So stick around for rapid fire, which is coming up. Before we play the Will sound, I want to say something that's very important. Will Smith has obviously been cocked. I still believe he's one of the world's biggest cuckolds. Again, I think he listens to his wife get fucked. If you're into that, I don't kink shame.
You know, it doesn't even matter. I still like him.
You know who won't cuckold you?
As a rapper. And as a person. I do like him.
I'd take back the rapper line. That's fine.
Okay. To this day, one of the greatest things I've ever seen is Tupac and Jada on stage in high school, at like 1983, rapping to a Will Smith song. That is still, to this day, the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Do you think Jada condemned the slap? There we go. Leave me alone. Do you think Jada...
I want to hear your aesthetic on this. Fuck
it. I'll turn into Ray Rice. Do you think Jada wasn't thrilled with the slap because Tupac would have shot him instead of just slap him? Do you think she said that?
No.
To Will?
Tupac would have smoked him up instead.
Still did more than Will would have done.
Oh my god. I don't think it matters what he did. Just
no shit, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't, you know. Orange juice? I'm all set, bro. Thanks.
Oh, so. But you know who isn't and will not cuck you out? Our good friends at Buzzsprout.
That's right.
Buzzsprout is hands down the best way and the easiest way to launch and promote your podcast. Buzzsprout can have your show online and listen to all the major podcast directories like Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, you name it, you are there. Hands down the easiest and the best way. We have a link in all of our Spotify show notes. By checking out that link, it lets Buzzsprout know that we here over at the Rapid Up Podcast sent you, and with a paid plan to start your own show, which can be about how bad this show is if you even want. But a paid plan gets you a $20 Amazon gift card, which can go towards any sort of Amazon product, which can lead you to the promised land in podcasting. So check out the link in all of our Spotify show notes, as well as our Podbean description, and happy creating. So going back to cuckolds, let's talk some Will Smith. I'm going to wait to play the sound here.
Should I change the second
episode?
No, do it. I like it.
Okay, okay.
We have some sounds besides Bundy's screeches. Sorry. But let's listen to Jada and Will. So I guess this went on Jada's Instagram, I imagine.
Is this recently?
This is very recent, I believe.
So Will, you know Esther Perel is coming to the table.
She's
going to be at the
Ritz. This video is wild.
Would you say she has been instrumental in you and I redefining our relationship?
I would say don't just start filming me without asking me.
Go off, King.
If you could film me.
Slay it, King.
Again, please. I'm still dealing with foolishness. Would you say
she's the one acting foolish?
Helped us heal the hurts that we caused to one another?
My social media presence is my bread and butter. Okay, so you can't just use me for social media and not, you know, don't just start rolling. I'm standing in my house.
Why is he so clean with it? And she's such a fucking
so corny
a monster. She's a tornado of a person.
She's helped us a lot, can't you tell?
Clearly, she has help. Clearly, she has
help. Will Smith in that segment doesn't seem like he's the one that needs help.
That's the most alpha he seemed.
Lady, you haven't helped me because clearly, Jada was the fucking problem. Again, he said it was a burn butter as a wife.
That was such a corny line. I can't believe you liked that line.
It's just how he's expressing himself. Like, I put a lot of what he's saying is I put a lot of goddamn work into my social media presence, and then you're gonna go and tarnish it or risk tarnishing it off some stupid video for what? And on top of that, she was making an ass of herself. You see, it clearly helped. Like, Jada, do you not see you're the fucking problem here right now? You're harassing him. And if you're a good wife, if you are a wife at all, honestly, you would respect his wishes. On top of that, you would already know to not do something like this because he takes pride in his social media presence, clearly. There's so much info to take from the short video. And, you know, I've never known really what's going on behind the scenes between these two. Right. And
our Scientologists.
Exactly. Okay, whatever. I was back and forth. It was like, okay, maybe shit happened behind the curtains. Will Smith might be in the wrong. You know, this and that. He has anger, something like that, right? That video really changed my perspective on it. It's like, Jada, first off, you pissed off your husband. And for a clear reason, he even, like, he was a little angry about it, and you can tell he was angry about it. It's like, okay, back off. It's
the first time he stood up for himself.
About time. But, like, you as a wife, you spent how many years with him? You should know this by now, but you did it anyway. And then foolish yourself. Like, clearly, this therapist helped us. Like, clearly, it hasn't. Obviously, why would you say that? Like,
good promo, though.
So like, but, like, if a therapist was – it's hard to explain. Like, she should know this by now. And then she does it anyway. Like, what?
Because she knows he's not leaving. She doesn't care. He's not going anywhere. She's fine.
That's the signs of a sociopath. Oh, I know he loves me. Truly came back and all this shit. Like, he loves me. I'm going to take advantage of it. Like, and then guess what? He fucking banned from the Oscars for 10 years.
Which means nothing.
There's another, yeah. Oh, that reminds me of the Johnny Depp situation.
He's got a lawsuit.
There was a video of the court case. He's over there just minding his business, just wants to get through it. He was fed up. Like,
isn't he nuts?
He's been fed up with that.
He's always been nuts. He's a great, that's what makes him a great actor. He's crazy. I love it.
That's
but, like, she couldn't stop every 3 seconds looking at him. Like, there was something, like, suspiciously guilty. It's for lack of a better word. There's a suspicion of guilt in her eyes and her behavior.
You think she beat the shit out of him?
Yeah, even the therapist disclosed it. Not supposed to, but disclosed that. All the fights, physical altercations, she started, and it was basically self-defense for him, but the therapist said they're on their own.
Do you think he got his ass kicked? He looks like a pansy.
I think he shouldn't have been banned from Captain Jack Sparrow role, because now I'm not going to watch the rest of the Pirates of the Caribbean. That was bullshit.
People like that movie?
Series.
And yes. I don't care what
the
window
is. I didn't watch
it
growing up. It was about 2 years ago. I was like, fuck yeah. I've been skipping out on these things for so long. I watched all of them. I was like, kind of enjoyed this. You know, they put a lot of work into it. Bill Nye the Science Guy was the fucking Squid Man.
Bill Nye the Science Guy was the biggest fraud.
Davy Jones? Yeah, we all know his sign. We all know that.
He's a fraud.
I'm talking about his role. He was decent with acting. It was good, man. I liked it.
I have a point I wanted to bring up about the Will Smith stuff. Now it's like 2 weeks late, which is great. It's timely.
Yeah, we're behind.
It's timely.
Sorry, fellas. We already heard it.
But imagine if that twink from Spider-Man went up there to try and slap Chris Rock.
Did you just say twink?
Yeah. Is that a slur?
No, who is the twink, though?
I don't know. The one from Spider-Man. The one who's banging Zendaya.
Oh. So, Tom Holland.
Yeah, that twink.
Yep. What about him?
That's if he went up there, they would have tackled him. Security would have been all over him.
Sheesh, man.
I heard Tom Holland.
He's a twink.
Yeah. It was not acceptable for Will Smith to do that. That's just out of character. It's just unacceptable behavior.
Especially here comes Papa Bundy with the unacceptable.
Not Papa Bundy. Grandpa Skaga, they call me nowadays.
You mean Ted?
All right, boys and girls, rapid fire.
For rapid fire.
Give me a headphone. I want to listen to this beat. I fucking love
it. I'll listen too. Put in this. Come on.
It's only one headphone.
What kind of janky shit is this?
Put it in that video.
It's now. One more time for the culture.
That's old school Eminem.
I forget what the.
Guys, if they can hear me,
they can.
Okay, listen. A pre-warning. Three of them are trick questions. It's going to mind fuck you. Two of them are joke questions. But I have eight solid questions. One of those eight, I want to know why. Because it's a good question. I want to know why. Yes, I do.
Well, if you have eight, then I don't think I need to... I had a couple. Well, I had a couple on standby. Yeah.
Do it. Put on... Dude.
Yeah, good.
Eight? Go. Isn't eight enough?
It's not sure. Enough. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, have you listened to Big L? Eight L is enough.
Did you ever know that when you whisper, even in front of a microphone, people can still hear it?
Okay, fine. I wrote these right off rip. Just came to mind.
Fire-esque.
Are we going?
That's the spirit of rapid fire. That's the spirit of rapid fire.
These are now, bud.
These questions were designed with me out of the question.
Oh, maybe we could play dress up with the boys. Grab each other knobs.
Oi.
Oi.
These questions were solely designed for Brooks and Lacka. Off the top of the head, got it, right? Okay. So you can, one or two, restart your life with $50 million in your bank or restart your life with all the knowledge you have now. And you think about crypto, you never knew it was going to blow, right? So there's something to think about. $50 million in your bank, restart your life.
But without the knowledge?
Without the knowledge. You growing up, but with somehow $50 million in your bank. Or you restart your life with the life you live now, but you're 1-2 years old and you're head back in the life.
Knowledge.
Yeah, 100%. Knowledge is worth more than gold, just hands down.
Yeah.
Any amount of knowledge is priceless.
I mean, do you hear this podcast? We could have been flagrant too.
I am proud of you guys for that answer. I'm very proud of you.
That was like a moral question, I guess.
Last rapid fire I was participating in, I did a stupid superpower joke. Just to re-reference, it was you have the ability to point at somebody and they're forced to sneeze, or you can talk to fly or levitate over the ground. You can levitate, but only 3 inches or an inch.
Okay.
Both they're stupid. It's a stupid superpower joke. Or a stupid superpower question. I'm probably going to do one every week because I think it's cool shit. This is this week's stupid superpower question.
Stupid superpowers.
Stupid superpower question.
Bars.
Would you rather have the ability to see 3 seconds into the future or
that's pointless.
Or to travel back in time 3 seconds?
What?
I'll reiterate.
No, you don't have to.
You'll have to.
Stupid superpower question.
It's for stupid questions, not stupid people.
Okay.
You know what? I'm going to have to go. What is the point of looking backwards?
No, just to reiterate. Hold on. Guys, no, you guys.
I got a point.
Hold on. They laughed too hard. I'm going to reiterate the question.
Oh, my God.
This kid.
Go ahead.
This fucking kid.
Stupid superpower question. Would you rather have the ability to see 3 seconds in the future or have the ability to travel 3 seconds in the past?
Okay, so question.
Answer a question with a question.
Correct. Sometimes I get a little excited during an adult movie. Sometimes, like, the dialogue just hits different.
Hold on. What about the nuts? People erupt.
He's not done.
I'm not done. Sometimes the dialogue just hits different. You get that little accent. You're like, I remember that accent, baby girl.
And you just want to relive it?
You want to relive it. So you get a little excited. And then you kind of miss the end of it. You miss, you know, splitting walls, cleaning box.
The climax.
Splitting walls and cleaning box, you miss. It's the worst.
Spoken like a true master debater.
What the Thank fuck you. Is your answer, you cunt?
It's so my question.
Spoken like a true master debater.
So my question would be.
Yes, yes.
I'd be able to see 3 seconds into the future. So say.
See 3 seconds future, travel 3 seconds.
So basically, I would get a 3 second head start on my pornos.
And to know, oh.
So, and then I can know the story and see the cum dripping box.
So is that your answer?
Final answer.
And it was solely because of pornos. Just to clarify.
Well, when you put it that way.
Well, that's kind of smart because then you can plan exactly when to.
I'm so sorry, ESM, you had to hear all that. I should have looked.
Oh, yeah. This is horrible out of context. You know what? Screw it. I'm going to go 3 seconds back in the past.
You can travel 3 seconds back in the past. Yeah. You hit on a girl, didn't work it out, 3 seconds back.
But you only get 3 seconds.
That's the point.
Only 3 seconds.
That's again,
you can stop yourself halfway through your horrible pickup line. Yep.
So for
I don't have horrible
pickup lines. For the listeners, for the horrible listeners, it's a stupid superpower question. 3 seconds, seeing insight into the future, or travel 3 seconds back. The point is that 3 seconds. It's fun. Next question.
My phone's junk.
Next question.
Next question.
This one's a weird one, but you have to pick one or the other. Would you rather be able to mind control the person you hate the most, or be able to mind control the person you love the most? You can at will, anytime. This is the premise. Anytime, anywhere, for how long, there's no restrictions on the mind control. But the choice is, would you have one or the other? You mind control the person you love the most, or you mind control the person you hate the most?
I will mind control the person I hate the most and try to change their ways of viewing. Because that's probably why I hate them, is because they think horribly. So I try to change that. And try to see and make them see the way I see things.
That's you know, I like it. I like it.
Think about it like this. If everyone had the same mind that you do, you know, no one would be different, but the world would be perfect because that's the way that you think perfect is. It's all a matter of perspective. Everyone's different.
Yeah.
Everyone needs a certain way of how they look at things. So if we have people like us, and, you know, really good people who see the world the way it is and have really good minds, then you have to have the opposite of that. There has to be people that are horrible. But it would be great if I could, like, mentally slap them like Will Smith.
You make them do things, yeah.
Will Smith Chris the shit out of their noggin.
Chris Rock this shit.
Yeah.
I like that answer. Brix, would you rather control, mind control, without restrictions, the person you hate or love?
So definitely I would absolutely go hate. What's up to Instagram Live? We are live for the rapid fire of this week's weekly wrap-up, which you can catch on Podbean Live, so don't miss it next week.
Missed a couple of questions.
That's damn right. Because I couldn't figure out the live like a moron. I think I would go with the person I hate the most, so I could control them to come after me, and then I have enemy number one. Like, I give them one good little joke.
Like, script the whole
here's
fight?
A little jab.
Would
yeah.
You script the
and
whole
then
fight?
I ruin your life.
Ruin it. Yeah.
And then I ruin your life.
Sounds like a cancer move. I'm not, not cancerous move, a cancer type.
I will give you cancer.
Okay. You can do that? Is that why they call them cancers?
Wait.
Don't get,
what
I
was
don't,
the question? If you could... You could
have to is this
control someone's mind. If you can control someone's mind, couldn't you control if they have diseases or whatnot? Would you be able to control their neurological
mind over matter at that point? No, you control what they do, what they think, what they say, how they act, everything. And there's no premise to a time limit of that control. You know, you can do, you can make, you basically, they're your fucking puppet on your sock puppet. You can bah, 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 do this, and you basically, right? But you can't like change their biological physiology, like, you can't. Force them that
I'm still
cancer.
Gonna go
that's
with
kind
it.
Of fucked up if you did though
a little bit.
I would like to change a horrible person's mind.
Oh, you didn't like my you're the only friend on my Facebook list who didn't like my
Ooh.
photo. There you go, you
it'll
got
be
cancer.
Like
I'm guilty of that. I'm guilty of that.
It'll be like an epiphany for them if I could change someone's perspective, someone who was a horrible person. If I
well,
could
you
change
don't
their
change their perspective though, you control them into tricking other people into thinking this is their perspective. You don't change their minds. They're still them.
If they
you just control their actions, what they say, how other people see them and perceive them.
If they had a mind.
You don't get to change their minds. You get to control them. Mind control, not soul control. You see what I'm saying?
Hmm.
It would be interesting if you could make everyone see it the way we do. But isn't that unique how they don't?
That's how I that's what,
us
that's
and
what I
them.
Did said.
I'd make my biggest.
That's what I did said.
I did said that, yes.
I'd make my biggest enemy drop the N-word.
You can embarrass them. You guys
live
both
air,
said
yeah.
The person you like. So if you're like,
oh, if they could do it on live TV, and then you could just be like, and then
you guys,
like,
yo. You guys remember when I got turned into a really, because I was super drunk, like way too much alcohol for my body limit, and I turned into an asshole. And we did rapid fire for the first time I joined. I was like, why can't we just explain why? you guys are naturally explaining why you would say this. And this is kind
of. You also disappeared from the show for 25 minutes. We're in that mode right now, son.
I'm just saying.
Oh, you had to ask a question.
Finally, explain, give them some insight to your answers. You give them some thought behind it. Whereas before, it was question, answer. It's like now we're asking the questions, give them some answers. And good answers, and then you explain why you have a right to. I'd love
thanks for explaining the segment.
Love you guys.
Next question.
Okay, this one is kind of weird because it's directed directly directions at Brooks. It's directed directly at Brooks and Lekka.
Oh. All
right,
y'all can join too.
You can join the Podbean app. So
yeah, I'll take your answers. Hello. Brooks and Lekka switch bodies for a day. What does your day look like?
Master debater.
Lekka is Brooks for a day. He's going to debate with people. That's what I guess. Brooks, you're Lekka. You were him for a day. What's the first thing you do?
Kill mics on stage.
Don't hold back. Don't hold back.
So the first thing he suggested was being in my body and beating off with my body.
I would destroy you and then have you go back into your body and be like, oh!
But you know, you guys, the worst part about this question is changing bodies. You know what each other's dicks look like. So when you change back into your bodies and you're hanging out later, you look down at the pants, you're like, oh shit, I know what that looks like.
I'd be so upset. I'd imagine
you're like, I know what that looks like. Oh God.
Jesse wants to hear John talk
more. I will say this. If that was the case...
Oh, don't worry. I'll spit a freestyle for you if you want.
What this is the case, if you did switch bodies, you know what each other's bodies look like. When you switch back into your bodies and another later date...
What's up, Jay?
Another date you're hanging out, you'd be like, yeah, mine's bigger. One of you guys would gain some confidence. That's all I'm saying. Like, yeah, that's right. Mine's bigger.
No, if I went into Brooksy's body for a day, I'd hit the golf course and then... I just want to see how it feels to slam a 400-yard drive.
To see what
drive.
It's like to be Brooks.
Oh, my God. If you guys could actually see this man hit a golf ball, it's fucking impressive.
He has been doing it for what, eight years now. 8 years, and it has clearly paid off. It is showing. That's all I got to say.
So, if I had to spend a day in Lekka's body.
In my wonderful, wonderful physique.
Yeah.
I think the first thing I would do
good.
Is
good.
Piss on your tires.
Why?
Because it would be his own piss. So he has no one to blame.
Why not on my seat then? I mean, I have to sit in it, in my own piss.
Let me finish.
Okay.
Tires, I like it.
So it stinks anywhere he drives. Jesse, I shot an 87 last week. Smarten the fuck up, you uncultured swine. What are we doing here? Don't get in the comments and talk dog
Brandon
shit.
Can
you just called another
human being.
Under 100
every time, bro. It's really impressive.
Swine. You are getting on par with this host shit. You're insane.
You're welcome, Jesse. You love it. He loves being
you
degraded.
You illiterate Neanderthal.
He loves being degraded.
Jesse.
I bet. You love it. So.
Jesse loves it.
So, I piss on the tires. So then it stinks. Like, you go on the highway, you're sitting there.
Dude, your car smells.
Like, I know it
thanks.
Smells.
It was me. It's me.
You can smell
that
it.
Smell that smells
just,
really bad. That's me.
Like, as soon as you knew he was going to. Tarnish your life and try to prank you in some way. Yep. You do the same thing back, and then it turned to a warfare.
So
we're
not
just destroying each other's lives.
So we're not done. You have beautiful leather seats, my friend.
Brooks,
I really do, dude.
Do.
That'd be a shame.
You have your rebuttals.
It'd be a shame.
Right?
Yeah.
What would you do as Lekka for a day?
I have a good one. So you have these beautiful, beautiful leather seats.
Jesse,
he just.
What do you say?
He's gonna Lekka degrade me now. I don't think he wants to or needs to. So
I love how I'm right in the center.
I love it too. I kind of did that on purpose. Let me finish my answer, please. So nice leather seats. They can get slit very easily with a knife. We take a slit. You got a little bit extra cushion, buddy.
Oh my God.
So drop a fatty deuce.
In the seat? Like,
right after you rip up the leather. And so when you sit down, it feels comfortable. It's like memory foam. There's nothing you can do about it because you've already tarnished
you know,
my body here.
I shouldn't be that upset because I guess like, it would be my own shit.
You talked about drinking until it hurts.
I kind of sit in my own shit every day.
Sit in your own stink.
Yeah. So
next question there,
next question,
Twitter
yeah.
fingers. That would be Bundy who's not on screen.
I'm writing more questions as they're answering. I'm a businessman.
Dude, I gotta
I'm delegating.
Pee.
Okay, fine.
Your segment, dude.
Shut up, fucker.
Okay.
All right, this one's actually kind of going to be a tough one for you guys. So
I'm sure it won't.
No, this is fucked. Give some thought.
I won't.
So I'm going to read the question in kind of a weird way, because when I read the question, in the middle of the question, I'm going to point out to both of you your favorite thing. Jesse's got a question. Jesse, what's your question?
Fire away. Rapid fire. Rapid
Jesse,
fire.
Jesse, no, I am not single. Sorry.
I'm blocking the soundboard.
You know, that's probably exactly what he was typing. He was like, oh, and hit delete.
He's like, ah, fuck. Take it back. All right. You have to give up your LACA.
Who would it be? That implies that I know porn stars.
Alexis, Texas. Alexis, Texas, just for the name. What a perfect name. I would be Alexis, Texas.
Just for the name.
Wait, who would be his porn stars?
Yeah, I'd be Alexis Texas.
Ebony Mystique.
Ooh.
I
like that.
She got
like
fake tits. It's great.
What's wrong with Texas and Ebony?
She got a fat ass, dude.
I'd be Alexis Texas for sure. Oh, yeah. 5% here. The IG Live is about to be done. You boys better enjoy this disaster.
Can you help me? Knuckle pound it.
Jesse.
don't high five.
The phone's
next
dying.
Next time, don't put me in the center screen. I'm like, don't this yeah. your attention.
Jesse, the phone's dying. Thanks for popping through to the IG Live.
Thank you.
Peace.
We appreciate it.
Peace
to the IG
Live.
Anyway,
I was picking mine.
We're back on Podbean. I mean, we're here the whole time, but.
Oh, poor Podbean.
Poor Podbean. Sure. I think we forgot about you.
No.
Oh, we couldn't.
It's not fair. It's not fair.
Could never.
It's not fair.
Put a like.
Do you have your next question? Because I really have to.
Here, I'm going
to
read it.
Yeah, are you answering or asking your next question? Because I got to piss.
Yeah. Guys, this is going to be very personal for you. Just hold back the tears for me, okay?
Yo, shouts to Misfit. I said your name wrong, but welcome, dude. Sorry.
You have to give up. Laka has to give up video games. Brixer has to give up golf. But in return, you add 10 extra years to your life. So do you take it?
Absolutely not!
No. My life, what I like to do with my life is play video games a lot. And that would take all the fun out of it.
You can go hiking for 10 extra years, like go fishing or something. Anything.
The only thing that has ever prevented me from offing myself is golf. So you take it away and add 10 more years?
That's an extra 10 years and a half.
Well, I feel like that's lack of video games. It was. I told you it was a hard question.
That is a hard
question. It was easy as fuck.
Well.
I'm taking a few
in
boys.
Retrospect.
All right.
I'm taking you boys.
I'm sitting in the hot seat.
Good. Grandpa Skaga is joining him. Laka.
Welcome to the weekly wrap up.
Laka Hanlon. We got Laka Hanlon.
It's okay. I already stuttered on the first.
Wait, we got Laka Hanlon and Bowen Lacabrusha on the chat. Skaga.
Anyway, hit me with the next question.
Yeah. Why do you hate me?
I don't.
Okay, next question. these are actually good. Let me ask you a stupid question.
Okay.
Would you rather have 6 fingers or 6 toes?
I would rather have 6 toes so that no one would see, but also alternatively...
More grip for the fingers, right?
Yeah. I would say I would kind of like 6 fingers. It would be an extra grip.
People would look at you
maybe,
weird, but you got more grip.
Maybe it would improve my golf swing. Maybe.
You can hear us, that fucker.
Host Brooks from the bathroom says no, it wouldn't. So,
all right, fine. Another stupid question. Do you care or don't you care?
I don't give a fuck.
He doesn't care. That's the correct. Last stupid question until our host gets back. Who would you choose to be your partner on competitive/ranked Pokemon team, Cody or Bowen? Who knows more? Who is a better team? Was blah blah blah.
I'd have to choose. No offense to Cody, but I'd have to choose Bowen just because you need Pokemon knowledge.
Yeah, knowledge.
I mean, there is there is over 1,000 Pokemon now, so it is kind of hard.
It's getting crazy. They made a keychain Pokemon.
You say it's crazy, but I've been with it my whole life, and I'll be able to name all 1,000.
Which is,
I know the Pokemon knowledge. And if I'm playing with someone on ranked, they need to know the same knowledge.
You got it. Oh my god. Especially
if
you're gonna
give you permission to sit in my seat.
Especially if you're gonna work as a team.
I had to keep the chair warm for Brooks. That's why they call
it. As a lifelong friend of Wacka, I could clarify that he is indeed an Atlas Encyclopedia, the Bible of Pokemon.
I'm stepping in to stop this misinformation. Lacka is not better than me at Pokemon, so I don't know what
we never said
saying.
That. We just said his knowledge base is superior to most people.
Yeah, but when
not
it comes
yours,
to competitive play,
most people.
Brandon has more knowledge on the competitive
Brandon
aspect.
Is the Pokemon god.
But like for a simple Pokédex, yes. Then I'm your man.
You're a simple person.
By my saying of promoting Lacka with this Pokemon database, it wasn't to shit on you or degrade you or saying you were actually less or anything.
Did you know if Jesse McDonald was gay, you'd go for Lacka?
Is he, though?
That's what he just told us. If he was gay. Go for Lacka.
I would too.
Thanks, Jesse.
Jesse, what's wrong with me?
Product placement, baby!
Jesse, I've been growing some man titties. What's wrong with that?
If you could be a female golfer. Oh, Paige Spurnak. Have you seen the set of pits this woman has?
Oh, yeah.
This is a terrible question.
Is that the only reason you want to be her now? Because she's good at golf?
Oh, no. You didn't let me finish.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm progressive. Yep. She's great at golf, and I care about all rights. She just happens to have a set of milk bags that could fucking feed a village.
She's got the udders of an African bull.
You're telling me that... I'm laughing at the chat. So you're telling me that you'd let her hold your club?
Oh, Jesse, you know she wants to hold that driver. You know what I'm talking about? You drive it right where it needs to be.
Your junior driver.
Boo.
Boo, Bundy.
Boo. Bad joke. Boo.
I have more questions.
Yeah, we'll get to them in a second. Not only does she have a pair of tits, I bet she could hold a T between her fucking lips.
I'm going to go...
Welcome to the weekly wrap up, boys and girls.
Yes. Oh my god!
Yes. Next question.
Where did that shit come from?
Dark place.
I'm checking my invisible watch right now.
Me too.
Next question. This one's kind of weird.
Great.
So you are given two options: the money to buy a Lamborghini, basically a Lamborghini, or your true soulmate. Which one is worth more to you?
One of them sounds illegal.
No, like the opportunity.
You don't buy your true soulmate.
You don't buy people. What the fuck? So it's a good. So you can start like if you have a Lamborghini, bitches, you be fucking like every day.
Who cares? It's a stupid car. Cars are stupid.
Hold on. Here's the thing, guys. Here's my thought process.
You want to sponsor the show?
You guys obviously.
If you want to sponsor the show, I love them.
You guys are missing the point behind the question, I feel.
We definitely are.
So, a Lamborghini, if you're driving...
We just gave our answers pretty much, but continue.
If you're driving a Lamborghini down the street, heads are turning, and you're going to get mad bitches.
Yeah, they're all thinking, how stupid is this guy?
Right. Oh, my God. Was this a dumb question? Like, what?
No.
Lamborghini... You get a Lamborghini or your true soulmate, like someone like you'll live the rest of your life with and you know it right off bat.
I'll take the Lamborghini and
mad bitches because you got a
Lamborghini. In the Lambo.
Yeah.
Fuck cars. I hate cars. Screw Lamborghinis.
Great movie though.
Oh yeah.
One of the five movies I've seen.
I like the movie Cars.
This one.
No one knows who that is though.
Yeah, but you want that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Ooh, Lacka getting exposed.
Well, there's a little lamb on a farm somewhere, and its name is Lamborghini, and I would take that one. Boo, boo, Lacka.
I can't hit boo enough.
Boo, Lacka.
I can't hit boo enough.
Gay.
I can't hit boo enough.
Ew, gray. I said gray.
Not that there's anything wrong with being bleak. What's your next question, bud?
So the last two, because...
play dress up with the boys. Can't get you out of his nubs.
No, the last two are interesting. One of them is kind of fucked. The next one is a trick question.
Okay.
The last one I'm saving for last, all right?
Okay, that makes sense. The last question would be saved for last.
No. I was going to put the last question first, but I decided, like, last question might as well save it for last. You're welcome.
Thanks.
I just got schooled. I've been you guys' friends for years. Long time now, right?
This is true.
I stole $100 from you. Let's just say, for example, I'll give you a quick story. But I'll give you the question after I give you a story.
Okay.
The story is just in some...
The story is I took $100.
Yeah, you better watch yourself, dude. You're walking thin ice, son.
Continue.
The story is just to give some premise behind the question.
I took some pointers from Will Smith. That's all I'm saying.
Smack the shit out of me. Okay. So this is, for example, I spend the night at your house. No one was there. You left $100 on your table. Literally, it's just you and me in the house. The next day, you wake up, $100 is gone. Here's the question.
Okay.
I stole $100 from you. What's your next move?
I know that you put it in a safe place for me. Your bank account.
What a fucking fairy.
Oh my god. I stole $100 from you. What's your next move?
So you sleep in pretty late. I own a lot of baseball bats. Good morning, motherfucker. 5 a.m., broken ribs.
I like these answers. This is why I'm friends with these guys. Good answers.
I'd say, you know what? This hobo needs it more than I do.
Fucking God.
You set yourself up for that.
All right. Last question. Is a
god.
The last question. Thank God, I hate you so much.
Good Friday. Good Friday,
everybody. Last question. Shut the fuck up. Stop talking. Quiet. Quiet from you.
Silent library.
Silent. Yes.
Great Friday over here.
The problem with silent library is the premise behind it is to be quiet, and that so forces funny. People.
You don't
not
like
to
the
be
host.
They're like
I love the host.
So like they have. All right. The last question.
I can hear you crossing static with your unibrow. Please stop.
No,
it's annoying.
Don't do that.
That was my unibrow, everybody.
Special guest appearance.
Special guest star.
My guest appearance, the unibrow. Listen, the last I can't even ask this.
I know.
I think I got them too lit, everybody. I think I got them too.
Final question. So now we know an hour
and
a half.
You're pressing me about the final question now.
An hour and a half in is when we start to fall apart. We'll take notes.
And we also want to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Final question.
No one wants to leave. You're spending the night. You're stuck. I'm locking the doors. You can lock yourself inside. Final question is actually a trick question.
Okay.
What time you'll need? Fucking one sentence in.
So, oh my god, it's PEMDAS.
Trick question.
Okay.
You have just won the lottery, but you are forced to spend your money on one. Well, I should say, I'm gonna reiterate, actually.
Get that far to have to reiterate. You could just iterate.
I'm gonna re-aesthetic this question.
Oh, you fucking prick.
Grandpa Sklaga. You have just won the lottery, but you are forced to spend your money.
Uh-huh.
You have two options. One, charity. Two, charity. What do you spend your money on?
I think charity or something.
Do you guys remember a name? A man by the name. Good word, you dumb fuck. Man by the name John McAfee. Tax evasion, baby. That money. I love you, charities. Support your local charities. I love me a good charity.
Especially animal shelters.
Yeah, sure. But if I run into that money, best believe I am endorsing my own island. I'm disappearing. I'm changing my name. I will go by Craven Moorhead. I will dis the fuck up here with my money.
So basically, your host, Brookser, we call him blah, blah, blah.
We call him Tax Evasion Brooks.
So
you would
on the podcast.
Invest in charity on yourself.
He completely evaded the question.
You're right.
The options again were charity or charity.
I don't know what charity
and
is.
And he said he would run away and change his name and live on a Caribbean island.
To Craven Moorhead.
To Craven Moorhead.
Get it?
And live.
Get it?
To Craven Moorhead.
Yeah,
he's craving Moorhead.
Ah! We had to explain it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Weekly Wrap-Up.
Good God.
God. Get the fuck out of here, boys.
I need a beer.
I need a beer.
You guys want to watch the show?